This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Well, he had to go talk to a bigger name. I always get that. I understand that. But joining us now from investusa.org is Michael Letts. Good afternoon, sir. I guess I could activate that, too, while I'm doing that, right? I'm in charge of that as well. There we go. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Always a privilege to be with you. Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Now, I was just talking about old Zoron, and I know you got a few things to say about Zoron. So tell me the Letts thoughts on Zoron Mamdani.
I thought his name was Kam Mamdani.
Okay.
I mean, Mamdani. No, I'm only picky. But anyway, here's what they obviously he's meeting with the president at 3, and they wanted to know what device I was pushing that needed to be said during the meeting, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Let's set the stage what he's done just in the last 48 hours. He has announced that he will no longer enforce U.S. law, only international law in the city of New York. Now, I understand international law recognizes Sharia law.
Sure.
You remember I've told you the fact that he has 30 police vehicles, that have the same identical like any NYPD vehicle, except they have a little extra emblem on it, Muslim yard, what it says, on the side, and they're being put in precincts that are predominantly Muslim to begin with. Mamdani has said it will be in every precinct across New York before the end of his term. Of course, he's obviously, you know, moving very quickly as well and looking how to raise income taxes, because everything he promised that was free, he found out he couldn't deliver. Somebody's going to pay for it, and so he's going to ask the people who are supposed to get it for free to not pay for it. And you remember, anytime the government does something, it costs twice as much as it does to have the private sector do it.
Right.
So they'll be paying through the nose. So that having been said, they said, well, what do you think the president should have the meeting on? The president had mentioned, let's talk about what the president has said publicly. What can he do? Obviously, the president controls federal funding to New York. If you're violating federal provisions of the law or civil rights, he can withhold those funds. So that's one of the key aspects. But when I was asked the question, what do I think the president should say in the meeting? I said, well, it should be a very short meeting. I said 30 seconds or less. Greet him at the door. Give him a firm handshake that he'll never forget. set him down on the couch, pull out his naturalized application, show the circled areas that he misrepresented, lied, and said, you know, understand this is your signature, this is what you did, so this application is no longer valid. You'll step to that door. There are two ICE agents waiting to escort you to your plane. Have a safe trip and get the hell out of our country. And I said, that should take about 30 seconds. And that should be about the end of the meeting. Obviously, there was a lot of response across the country. I was saying that on the air, how dare I suggest we do something outside of due process. But here is why I mentioned that, Bill. We think it's critical for us in this country at this stage of where we're at. We either have to not just talk tough. We either have to start enforcing the law or recognize that we are no longer a nation of law and order, but a two-tiered or multi-tiered justice system, laws in the eye of the beholder. You saw that on the six elected officials who came forward with a video telling our armed forces that they needed to disobey the unlawful orders.
Yeah.
Well, that sounded good. But the problem was they couldn't identify any unlawful order that they were saying that shouldn't be obeyed. So what they were really saying is, look, you decide. You decide whether the law is lawful or not, and if you don't think it is, don't obey it. Well, Bill, that's anarchy. I may decide this afternoon that I think it's unlawful to tell me to drive 55 on the highway. I think it should be 100, so I'm not going to obey the speed limit anymore. It's an unlawful order. I'm going to do what I want to do. That is just a slippery slope that none of us want to go down. But it's time. I think we've gotten to this point. The American people want us to either put up or shut up. And this is one of the key things where I'm encouraging the White House. He's here illegally. I can't believe we got him here in the Oval Office to begin with, but since we've got him here, great access to cuff him and get him shipped on out. And it's time we start taking a stand and do the right thing, Bill.
Any takers on that one?
Yeah, they looked at me shocked. I think they were trying to catch their breath when I said that to them. But they do agree with me in principle. And obviously, we don't have, you know, indictments nearly like we should to show for, et cetera. But they didn't like my last part of the statement. If not now, then when?
Well, with the six members of Congress that did that, are they subject to recall? Are they all retired or anything? Can they be recalled into the military service?
They can.
Yeah.
They are subject. Everyone, including, you know, I think it's funny. Milley is so excited. He thinks that, you know, his statute of limitations runs out in about 6 weeks. And that he won't face any repercussions for his treasonous acts. That is true when you take it through the jurisprudence system. It is not true when you take it through a military tribunal. We don't recognize statute of limitations. So that is my point back to the president, is since Pam Bondi has not been able to deal with the nefarious activities of the J6 committee and others, let's just go ahead and turn that over to a military tribunal. We don't have to worry about the statute of limitations expiring in 6 weeks, and they can still face the justice they so rightly deserve.
Are they beginning to listen to that a little more now?
They're listening to it a lot. I think it scares the other side.
Well, I mean, you know,
nothing else can be done, Bill. I mean, what else are we going to do? Just walk away and say, sorry, guess you time right out. That's not acceptable to the American people.
Well, no, it isn't. And I mean, something different needs to be happening. I appreciate all the tough talk and everything else, but something different needs to happen. And
you're right.
Recalling them and putting them on the carpet in front of a military tribunal would be one of those different things where everybody's like, well, this is different.
You know, the funny part, by the way, you hear me chuckling, you know, technically Obama and Bill Clinton, or as a commander in chief, get a recall before a military tribunal. So don't think that just because we're moving slow doesn't mean we can't get you. We can. We have to have the fortitude to do so. And I'm telling this president that all eyes are upon you, sir. Our hopes and prayers go with you. And if you can't do it, then have we gotten to the point to where it can't be done? I hope not.
Do take action. I hope you tell him. Do take action there, sir. That was always the key in the military, where the senior NCOs would roll in there on the officers and just lay out their case, and it'd be iron tight, and they'd be like, so, sir, I bring this to you for you to take action, and then turn around and walk out. Thank you for your time, sir.
Exactly what we've done.
Out the door.
God bless America.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Thanks for joining me today, sir. InvestUSA.org. He has given over 17,000 vests to LEO and the canine component. And he's not going to rest till everybody is in a vest. And he's obviously very busy today. So, glad he did have the time to check in with us and see what's going on. I think that would be a splendid idea just to float. Which is, this is something that Trump actually specializes in, is floating those really undesirable things the left doesn't want to think about. Now, I talked about this briefly earlier, the solar storm. We went through one. But here's the thing. We're not learning from this. This is something we should take very seriously, because we're not in control of this. We're not in control of solar storms. And when one happens, we got about 8 minutes. And I'll explain how bad this could be. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. The universe that we live in is a very dangerous place. Recently, we saw the aurora spilling way beyond the Arctic. They were glowing over much of Europe and the intercontinental United States, and displays were reported as far south as Florida and the U.S. Southwest. And for those of you that could see color, you could see bands of red and purple and green flickering overhead, while most people scrolled past the headlines about the pretty northern lights. But see, the lights are just sort of a symptom. They're a symptom of a very blunt reality. We live on a small rock orbiting a variable star that occasionally hurls billion-ton clouds of plasma at us at 1 million kilometers per hour. That's over 6,000 miles per hour. Or 600,000, excuse me. We pour trillions into solving carbon dioxide, and we do nothing at all to harden our energy grid or our societies against solar storms or super eruptions or asteroid impacts. And all of those things, those three things I just said, will happen again. No matter how many Teslas you buy, no matter how many heat pumps you install. Now, what is a solar storm? It's the sun is not a light bulb. It's a magnetic boiling fusing monster. And solar storms are these bursts of energy and particles launched into space when the sun's magnetic field snaps and reconnects. And there are categories of these. Solar flares, which are intense flashes of radiation. Then the coronal mass ejection, which is a huge bubble of magnetized plasma. Billions of tons of charged particles thrown into space at high speed. If it is aimed at Earth, it will slam into our magnetic field and trigger a geomagnetic storm. And then the solar energetic particles. These are very fast, high-energy particles that can damage satellites and pose a radiation risk to astronauts and high-altitude flights. Now, solar activity seems to be on an 11-year cycle, give or take. And we're now near the peak of solar cycle 25, which is why we've seen a cluster of strong storms and low-latitude auroras in 2024-2025. The magnetic field is the insurance policy. If there had been no magnetic field, it just would have been a biological and technological catastrophe. Our field is generated by the geodynamo of the liquid outer core. And this field carves out a protective bubble in the solar wind called the magnetosphere, deflecting most charged particles around the planet and funneling some into the polar regions where they ignite the aurora. And where that natural shield is strong, life thrives, and when it weakens, history gets interesting then. Now, there was an article that came out called Pole Shifts and Climate Change, which discussed the Lhasa excursion. It was around 42,000 years ago. And that was when Earth's magnetic field collapsed to less than 6% of its present strength, which likely triggered ozone depletion, increased radiation, climate anomalies, and extinctions. And over the last 200 years, our magnetic field has weakened by roughly 9%. And the magnetic North Pole has sped up, racing towards Siberia. And they're watching it. They're watching it close. Then we have something called the South Atlantic Anomaly, which is a weak patch in the field over South America and the South Atlantic that has not only expanded eastward, but has been weakening more rapidly since about 2020, creating a growing soft spot that exposes satellites to higher radiation. At the same time, it has strengthened over Siberia, while another strong region over Canada has shrunk. So in other words, the core field is not slowly and politely changing. It's going at whatever pace it wants to, and it's complex. And it's hard for the satellites that are monitoring this to keep up with it. If you zoom out beyond the IPCC CO2 tunnel vision, you see a planet whose magnetic shield is dynamic, patchy, and fragile. So let's talk about the Carrington event. 1859. In early September of that year, British astronomer Richard Carrington observed an intense white light flare on the sun. 17 hours later, a massive coronal mass ejection slammed into the magnetosphere, triggering the largest geomagnetic storm in recorded history. Once again, the auroras were seen near the tropics, not just the poles. Telegraph lines threw sparks, some caught fire. Operators could send messages with their batteries disconnected, using only the current induced by the storm and the wires. Now, in 1859, the world's grid was a few telegraph networks. Today, it's a global web of high-voltage power lines, transformers, internet backbones, satellites, GPS, aviation, and just-in-time supply chains. Yet we behave as the only threat to the climate is a trace gas rising from 0.03 to 0.04 of the atmosphere. And this latest storm, these all occurred 11th through the 13th. It was a chain of CMEs slamming into the magnetic field and triggered the strongest geomagnetic storm of 2025 so far. And the result was a light show that almost nobody alive has ever seen before. Auroras rippled over most of North America and Europe, with rare sightings reported from states like Texas, Florida, and California, and even into northern Mexico. And despite that intensity, this storm was still a near miss in terms of damage. Some of the high-frequency radio went down, GPS glitches, increased radiation exposure for satellites and high-altitude flights, but no major grid failure. So far we've had lots of color and limited damages. But the odds are not comforting. The chance of a Carrington class event in any given decade is not zero and not tiny. Solar storms are only one of the natural shocks that Earth can deliver, alongside the supervolcanoes and the abrupt climate shifts and the asteroid impacts. And yet, they're only fixed on greenhouse gas. So we are worshiping the wrong risk here. A civilization that spends trillions trying to micromanage a 1-2 centigrade trend while leaving the power grid, the satellites, and communication systems vulnerable is not following the science. No, it isn't. It's neglecting the basic risk. So one day, and we'll know about it, we'll see it coming. We knew about the one that came this past week. The grid is going to be attacked. And we know the magnetic field is not constant. And we know that the politics and the funding incentives are not going where they should. And it may just simply be stupidity that actually shapes the Earth's history. But we'll see. But I have a question regarding those six senators, those six Democrats. Who's pulling their chain about making that video about lawful orders? This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Unlawful orders. Now, some of you may be under the impression that unlawful orders occur, right? But I want you to remember who brought this whole thing to bear. Those six Democrats. Because the Democrats, they're also the ones who brought you the massacre at Benghazi and the bug out from Afghanistan and the attacks on Elon Musk and the ICE protests and the disastrous foreign policy from the Joe Biden administration, being locked down for a couple of years. What they want the U.S. military to do is disobey all these illegal orders that Secretary of War Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump have been issuing, of which there have been exactly zero. But this was not actually meant to do anything other than create within you this nagging, unspoken, unsubstantiated question that lingers in the ether to treat Trump's use of the military with disdain and mistrust. Because, after all, he must be doing something illegal. So this was, this was made by Senator Alyssa Slotkin, who is also one that tried to talk to Pete Hegseth about a non-existent order to shoot civilians, which has never been given. Mark Kelly, and who's married to, you know, Gabby Giffords, and reps Chris DeLuzio, Chrissy Houlihan, and Jake Sullivan's wife, Maggie Goodlander, a Congress lady from New Hampshire. That Jake Sullivan. Hillary Clinton's sidekick in a Russian collusion fraud. That Jake Sullivan, who covered for her use of the personal server on which she conducted State Department business. That Sullivan that was Joe Biden's national security aide. That Jake Sullivan, yeah, who helped plan to the extent that there were any plans to bug out from Afghanistan. The guy that was so damnable that President Trump stripped away his security clearance. That guy. Now, note that these are the people that amplified this message by military and former intelligence operators who urged the military to resist or risk Americans losing faith in their military. They're also the same ones who consider the military a repository for the drag queens. They're the ones who wanted to fund the cops and while asking for security when their woke mobs come after them. The 5051 group, or the 5501, excuse me, part of the blob of leftist organizations such as Indivisible that brought you the No Kings rallies, the ICE protesters, and the Elon Musk anti-Tesla protest violence, the grandmas and thongs at ICE protests who gave aid and comfort to violent rabble through their trickle-down mob economics. Slotkin, former Biden administration Pentagon official, was with Biden on the trip where he ordered Ukraine to fire the prosecutor looking into corruption at the Burisma energy company that employed his son. So I guess she hates Trump. She wants to impeach the guy who tried to get the truth about that caper. And we get this from her on X. We want to speak directly to the members of the military and the intelligence community. The American people need you to stand up for our laws and our Constitution. Don't give up the ship. And yet, there she is on the plane to Biden's shakedown of Ukraine in 2015 to protect Burisma, the corrupt company paying his son. Now, as a senator, and I'm going to go back to what I've already referenced once, in a notorious question and answer session, she asked Department of War Secretary Pete Hegseth to denounce non-existent orders to shoot protesters. So she's actually less senator and more activist. She voted to keep the illegal aliens in the country and voted against reopening the government multiple times. With Obama, Hillary, and Biden team members leading this mutiny against Trump, here's a question. Who's paying for this? Now, the video originates from Senator Alyssa Slotkin's verified Senate account featuring her and other Democrats with military or intelligence backgrounds. And as a promoted post on X, it's funded by her campaign committee or affiliated Democrat groups through exact donor no breakdowns for it. And this is all according to Grok. The utter gall of this is astounding. This is a disinformation operation, and it is as cynical as the message is contemptible. Army and intelligence specialist Thomas A. Special characterized the ad as the most egregious abuse of their influence I have ever seen, except possibly a number of woke generals who called for a purge of our military if they supported Trump during his last administration. He also continued, they were the same people who forcibly injected you with an experimental drug, spread bogus intelligence about the president being a Russian asset, and were the same people who labeled patriotic Americans as domestic terrorists if they supported the Second Amendment. Now, of course, nobody in those videos is talking about anything right now. Nobody's returning any phone calls. But I'll be paying attention to this because this is one of these, it's one of these operations where they get out there and it's, this was not for the military. The military's not listening to this stuff. This is for you. This is so you can look at it and say, wait a minute. Are they doing illegal orders? Unlawful orders? No, they're not. They're not doing any unlawful orders. But now there's the thought process that maybe he is. So let me address this question on the text line. I'm being asked if about purchasing a vest with Invest USA. So when Michael gets those vests, he does not actually sell them on the website. He gets the vest made per the requirement of the department, and then he donates them to him. He does have vests that he can get, I think, and maybe the next time he comes on Wednesday of next week, maybe we can discuss that and find out exactly if you're looking to buy a vest from him. Maybe there's a way you can do it, but I don't know of one. I mean, I've been asking for one for years, for days, for a while. But we'll see. We'll see. One thing about the Epstein scandal that we're finding out for real right now, in real time, all his buddy pals were Democrats. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks, and now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
All right, before we take off on this one, let's go to Barbara in Anderson. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Bill. Great talking to you. Great show. And I'm a 23-year Navy veteran, and I called all six of those people that were on the line, you know, did that video.
Yeah.
I told them how disgusted I was with them, and I think it was Houlihan, her message, she gave a message. She's like, if you're calling to give threats or to be abusive, we're not going to call you back, she said. And if you give any threats, then we're going to look into you. And but I didn't threaten her or anything. I just told them how disgusted I was.
Yeah.
And with all the crap we went through with the Biden administration and everything, I said, now we're having to clean up that mess. And, you know, so they're probably on the take with the cartels.
They probably are. But, I mean, the way orders work, and you can help me with this because you served longer than I did, Barbara. So the way orders work is, what were you in the Navy, Barbara? What was your rank?
I was enlisted. I was a parachute rigger.
Okay. E what?
E7. I mean, E6.
Yeah, yeah. You were superior to me anyway. So in an event to where Barbara and I were working with somebody, at the time when I got out, I was on the E6 list, but I was in E5. So Barbara would get the order, and she would give me the order. And then I would take the order, and I would be taking it to the subordinates that work under me. And I might have just one group or one team or maybe multiple teams. And then I'm telling them the order. And what's been going on all of this time prior to these orders happening is me and those troops and me and Barbara and Barbara and her chain of command and me working with her chain of command. We've all been working together for a prolonged period of time.
Mm-hmm.
We all have a sense of what kind of people we're working with already.
Oh, absolutely.
So when Barbara comes to me and gives me an order, I'm not going to be sitting there going to gas, go like, what are you talking about? That's not, that's not what's going to happen. I'm going to take it. I'm going to say, you know, and I don't know what the rank is in the Navy, but I would call you a staff sergeant in the Army. I'd say, thank you, staff sergeant. I'll go get on this right now.
Mm-hmm.
And off I would go, because that's the way missions work. But it would never occur to you know, unless you were telling me maybe to jump overboard and let the sharks eat me. I might look at you and go, are you sure about that, staff sergeant? That doesn't sound lawful to me. But that's about, I mean, that's how ridiculous a unlawful order is, isn't it?
Yes. But, you know, you're absolutely right when you said that you don't think it was aimed towards the military. It was more aimed towards civilians that have no clue.
Yeah.
And they're thinking that we're doing all these illegal things. And, you know, so people that are ignorant, not stupid, but just ignorant of the way things work, you know, we're not going to do something that we know is blatantly illegal.
Yeah.
You know, and it's, you know, and we're not stupid. So, but like I said, with all the crap that we've got to clean up now because of the Biden years, you know, it's just, it's insane.
Everybody should do like Barbara did yesterday and call all six of those folks and have a little, leave them a voicemail and, you know, don't be mean to them because they might not respond to you.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling me today.
You're welcome. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Same to you. The Epstein scandal, back in center stage again, where, you know, grim tale of sex trafficking. And now it's absolutely been out there. It's unanimously passed in the House. It's cleared the Senate. And Trump's going to sign it. The only guy who didn't vote for it was Representative Clay Higgins. And I don't hold that against him because he seems like a pretty good guy. Senate's approval sent the bill to Trump's desk. And this will, you know, potential amendments, they're waiting for that, which for redactions, which could delay full implementation. 50,000 pages have already trickled out via the House Oversight Committee, including emails from Epstein's estate revealing real-time coaching of congressional figures during the hearings. All of them Democrats. Now, the White House, in the beginning, they were out there going, well, I don't think we need to do that. We got bigger fish to fry. Then they said, you know what? They decided to preempt Thomas Massie and Marjorie Taylor Greene. And at the same time, they flipped the script on the Democrats at the same time. And Trump, he distanced himself from that guy a long time ago. But this is going to expose the Democrat ties to Epstein. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, he got a lot of money from Epstein post-2008. And they cited a 2013 email from Democrat fundraisers pitching a private meeting to help Democrats seize control of the House. Comer's, he's offering Bannon treatment, contempt charges with potential prison for non-compliant witnesses, starting with the Clintons. Yeah, all of Epstein's people, they're all Democrats. Stacey Plaskett, we know about her. Jamie Raskin, he's out there defending Plaskett as a sex trafficking fighter whose call from a constituent broke no rules. So, we're going to see where this goes. But as 2025 is winding down, one certainty seems to be enduring despite the best efforts of, I guess, everybody. Epstein is haunting this nation, isn't he? And this is all about the trust of the elite, or the lack of it, the fractured trust. And if this ensnares Democrats like the Clintons, it's also going to be testing the Republicans' vow of candor. And both of those are really good things. I like it. I like it a lot. Now, what causes a big group of people, millions of people, to vote the way they did in New York City? This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.